It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. It will probably be several weeks before an even rough blueprint emerges of the Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. And any proposed changes probably wouldn't affect people in the current calendar year. But the insurance companies that make the ACA work are already making their own plans for 2018, and their deadlines are quickly approaching. Joining us now to talk about the looming changes is Karen Ignani. She's the CEO of Emblem Health, and before that, she helped shape the historic health care law as the insurance industry's top lobbyist in Washington. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much.
You've got a lot of connections in Washington and in the health insurance industry. What parts of Obamacare do you think are most likely and least likely to survive? And what are you hearing from your colleagues about it?
Well, I think the most important thing that members of Congress and leaders in the administration are now focused on is the issue of continuity of coverage. Because people who have entered the healthcare system for the first time suddenly have a lifeline. They can take their kids to the doctor. They can get their illnesses taken care of. So that is, I think, the bright line that's guiding folks and making sure that the market is stable. Health plans need to know answers sooner rather than later because we need to shape products for the next year. We need to telegraph to the people who are depending on the coverage that there are solutions to them. There will be that continuity.
So let's talk a little bit about how the changes could affect New York and our region. Even before the ACA, insurance companies here had to take all people with pre-existing conditions and couldn't charge them more. But that made individual insurance expensive for everyone. Only the most desperate people bought insurance at a very high rate before the ACA. But a lot of other people stayed away. Could we be returning to those days?
Well, I think this is what worries policy leaders, because if past is prologue here, then we're in for a major meltdown of markets. New York had a very thriving insurance market and then went to a very small insurance market because of a set of requirements. So it's useful to look back to see what happened, why did it happen, and then from there begin to think about how not to repeat the problems in the past.
What's your opinion of the option floating around Capitol Hill to create high-risk pools that would insure the very sick? How does that work? And does it serve consumers or companies like yours?
If you go back to the past, a number of states had actually created high-risk pools, and the premiums became unaffordable. And the reason is it's just where the individuals who knew they needed health care, expensive health care treatment, those are the individuals who went into the risk pool. And gradually that market deteriorated. Could that be an element that could be a balance to a number of elements that you would construct on the front end? Yes, most definitely. But if that is the only strategy, that's not going to solve the problem. We're more likely to repeat the past.
All right, so then let's bring it back to Emblem. Let's bring it back to New York. Most working-age New Yorkers and their families get their coverage from their employers, right? Could changes in Washington or even up in Albany affect them?
There are things that, particularly in New York, we have very high health care costs relative to other states. There are provisions now in the law that unions and employers that have very high health care costs are going to be hit with penalties down the road. I do think as members of Congress take on tax reform that there will be some very important proposals put on the table to mitigate that. So I do think that that down the road could offer some real help in a tax reform package.
You spent a lot of time negotiating as an industry lobbyist with the Obama administration to create the ACA. How do you feel watching it be dismantled?
I'm hoping that members of Congress across the political aisle are going to be focused on what their constituents are telling them. And if their constituents are telling them things like the individuals who write letters to me about how important it is, a mother to know she can take her daughter or son to the doctor if they have asthma and to be able to allow them to get the medications they need so they can go to school. If they're hearing that sort of thing the way I am, I think in the end, those families that are represented by individuals in Washington will guide the discussion At least that would be my hope.
Karen Ignani, CEO of Emblem Health, thank you so much for speaking with
us. Thank you so much.